Like, I hate to even use that word, evolution. Amen. Devolution. Amen. That's what the thing ought to be. Amen. I believe that. Bless God. Evolution is nothing. It's really devolution, exactly what it is. But anyway, listen, I've got a few verses of scripture I'd like to read you this morning. I've got a message here that Brother John has preached here a while back. But I just feel that the Lord would have you to have it here this morning. And listen, if you will, I'd like to read you out of John's Gospel. I'm going to take my text this morning. Now, you folks, I'm sure lots of you on the side of my voice have never heard a message like this. But I wish that you'd turn over to the book of Genesis, chapter 22. You up on the side of my voice, maybe you're in the jail up here in Jackson Parish or maybe in a nursing home. Listen, I want you to know that all these tapes, listen, Brother Johnny sent them to you free, postpaid. If you ever want a copy of any message or anything that, listen, Bible studies, we've got Bible studies, we've got anything that we can to try to help you. Listen, Brother Johnny still teaches and still preaches and still believes that Jesus Christ is the only hope of the world. Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something. I know, bless God. Now listen, these compromising preachers getting out here, getting all this junk going on, getting women a marching and a protesting and cleaning up America. Bless God. I believe we ought to clean the church of God up first, amen, before we try to get in the streets. Let me tell you something, brother. Amen. Listen, you can't legislate godliness, amen. You know what they're doing? I'll tell you exactly what they're doing. They're trading politics for the power of God. You know what's happened to them? I'll tell you exactly what's happened to them. Brother, they're just like Saul and Samson. They don't know that the power of God has done departed from them, so that's the reason they got to get something like this, because they've got no message to preach. So they say, well, you men can't do nothing to themselves, so we'll just get a bunch of women out there in the streets. Amen? That's right. Amen. The Bible says that a woman's supposed to be a chaste keeper at home. She ain't supposed to be running up down the street guilty of riot. Amen? That's right. You say, I don't like it. I'm not listening. I didn't ask you to like it. I just stand on the book. Amen. And so listen, amen. You know Brother John is telling you truth. Amen. Bless God. Men used to be men. Amen. But bless God, I think women still got their place in the home. That's exactly why on the day of Pentecost that they stood up there and preached one message, had 3,000 saved, and now we preach 3,000 messages, and now we don't have one saved. Amen. Is that right? Sure. I believe that, brother. Listen, I really believe that with everything. I believe that. Listen, I'll tell you something else. Listen, a lot of these folks going around here talking about people using God's name in vain. Listen, I believe that today, listen, 99% of the churches, that's exactly what they're doing. They're using God's name in vain. I mean, they go by His name, the Church of Christ, or whatever the name of the church is, and say, we're a church, but they still don't stand for God. Hey, listen, I'm going to have to preach on something else. But anyway, listen, let Brother Johnny tell you something. Let Brother Johnny read you something. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11, you know this is God's Hall of Fame, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. The Bible said, by faith Abraham. The Bible said, by faith Abraham. And it goes on down talking about in that verse that how that he obeyed God. And the Bible said that in verse 11, and it says, and through faith also Sarah. Also through faith Sarah. So you know whenever you read in God's Hall of Fame, you always read about it. And I'm sure that if you've been saved, listen, over 30 days, listen, you've heard a lot of messages on Abraham, a friend of God, a man that walked with God, a man that loved God, the man that kept the promises of God, and about Sarah, his wife. But I want to read you an unusual verse here that I'm sure that maybe you never thought about. It's in Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 20, and it said, it come to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Michelle, Michael, it says that she have borne a children under thy brother Nahor, Huz the firstborn, and Buz the brother. Now listen, I'd like to preach you a few short messages here, just a few minutes that I got left here, on Huz and Buz. On Huz and Buz. Preachers, if maybe you want to get you an outline on this, if you will. Now, you know, listen, the Bible said that, listen, Nahor was the brother of Abraham. Now, listen, and he had two sons, and his two sons' name was Huz and Buz. And then, listen, the only thing that the scriptures, listen, leave us, they are not in the Hall of Fame. The only thing that the Bible says about Huz and Buz is that they lived and they died. That's all the Bible says about the Bible never says, even though that they had an uncle and an aunt, that was known as a friend of God. They had an aunt that, listen, that loved God. I know that she laughed when the angels come and told listen, and told the prophecy. But brother, listen, she was still a woman that made the Hall of Fame. And I'm sure that there's lots of folks, listen, that was just like her. That's just like Huzz and Buzz. Maybe that you've got some folks, brother, might be some godly folks like Abraham and them. But listen, it's just because they make it into heaven, and because they made the Hall of Fame, and maybe because they please God, that don't mean nothing about you. Listen, salvation is a separate individual thing. And listen, the Bible never says nothing about these boys getting saved. In fact, the Bible, listen, the name Huzz means content, and the name Buzz means disrespect. In other words, listen, even though that they had an uncle like Abraham and an aunt like Sarah, there's no record of them ever praying. There's no record of them ever serving God. There's no record of them ever doing nothing for God, except that they just lived and they just died. Listen, amen. Listen, I want you to know that, Brother Johnny, I want you to know that, listen, like Dad Spear, and like he used to write that, listen, that last verse on the end of Amazing Grace, I just begin to live. You remember that old song that he used to live? All things have passed away. I just begin to live. When God's amazing grace came in, I just begin to live. I'd like to give you a little 5-point message here in a few short minutes that I got left. Oh, listen, on a Christian, how that he lives. How that when I die. Listen, brother, I want people to know that Johnny Campbell lived more than just lived and died in this world. I want them to know, bless God, the first thing in the word lived in the letter L is that I love the Savior. Amen. I want people to know that I love the Savior. Amen. You say, Brother Johnny, how will they know that you love the Savior? It's because I love the brethren. Amen. Now listen, amen. Now when I'm talking about that, brother, I'm not talking about this, God, these compromisers and stuff like that, but I'm talking about the real born again, a blood-washed son of God. I want people to know that Brother Johnny lived, and the first letter in the word lived is the word L, and it wants them to know. I wanted to know when they pass by my tombstone, is that I love the Savior. The next letter in the word live is the letter I. And listen, I want you to write this down, preachers. The letter I is that I invested my all. I want to be like the Apostle Paul. He said, I counted all things but dung that I might win Christ. Amen. Listen, I want you to know that Brother Johnny, I want to live such a life that they can say when they pass by my grave, that Johnny Campbell, he loved the Savior. And not only that, he invested his all in something else. I want people to know. And the letter V is that I had a vision for God. Amen. I want people to know that, listen, that brother, listen, that I was more than just a church member. And brother, listen, I had a holy vision of to see things done for God. It's that I had a faith and a God. Amen. Something else. I want people to know in the letter E is that I enjoyed the battles. Amen. Listen, I want them to know, bless God, that Brother Johnny wasn't no coward, and that he ran off every time the battle got hot. I want to know something, that Brother Johnny enjoyed the battles and he enjoyed the brethren. Amen. Like I said, I'm talking about enjoying the brethren. I'm talking about, bless God, glory to God, of these old fashioned, bought by the blood of fundamental people, bless God. Not these, these compromisers, but brother, these ones that really love Christ with everything is. And the next thing is D, and the letter lived is, brother, that I desired to carry others with me. Amen. And listen, I want you to know that Brother Johnny's, desire of his heart is to carry others to glory with me. Listen, you up under the sound of my voice. I know that this message was scattered. And so I just say that, listen, my friend, listen to Brother Johnny. Listen to what Brother Johnny's trying to tell you. I want people to know that I wasn't like Huzz and Buzz, that I'm more than just lived and died. The first thing Brother Johnny wants people to know is this, is that I love the Savior. I wanted to walk by my tombstone and say, boy, there's one old preacher right there. And Brother Johnny loved the Savior. I wanted to say, boy, there's one old preacher right there. He invested it all. Lord, he had a vision. That's all things Brother Johnny tried to get us to do, but we couldn't see it. That I enjoyed the battles, and I desired to carry others with me. Brother Johnny lived for the Lord. And my friend, I want you to know today, maybe on the side of my voice, maybe I've been living for God, but today you can rededicate your life to God and say, Lord, forgive me how I backslid, cold and different. You upon the sign of my voice. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. May God bless you. Until next Sunday, Brother Johnny.